Let's continue our focus on your partner, whether he or she is a wave, island, or an anchor, and move now to the matter of nervous systems. You're going to have to deal with your partner on a nervous system level. If your partner is an airplane, you're going to have to cope with their tendency to stay up in the higher ranges of sympathetic arousal and how you're going to either play with them in that area or gradually shift them downward. And I'll just say this. You cannot move someone up or down if you are too far away from them in terms of arousal. You're not going to calm your airplane partner down by being in the depths of the water. You're going to have to move up there with him or with her in some way, increase your energy, and either play at that level or gradually move your partner downward. The same thing if your partner is a submarine. You're not going to pop them out of it by being happy, happy, joy, joy, and suddenly expect them to pop up. That's going to drive them further down. And that's my point. If you are too far away from your partner in terms of arousal, you become threatening to your partner. So these are things that are important in terms of knowing your partner's style on a nervous system level. But also, does your partner accelerate fast? By accelerate, I mean go from 0 to 100. That's something that may be checked out medically. There may be a problem. There may be a psychiatric issue. With that kind of acceleration, there usually is some kind of problem that's worth looking into. But it also has to be managed by you anyway. Or you may have somebody who stays down there and depressed and very low for long times. That too may require medical attention. There are psychiatric issues that may have to be addressed. There are lots of things, by the way, that affect nervous system arousal and that window of tolerance I talked about. Medications will affect that. Drugs and alcohol, lack of sleep, pain will definitely narrow that window of tolerance. If people are sick, they're not feeling well, that will also cause a problem in the arousal area. So a lot of these may be temporary and transient depending on a person's physical, medical, mental state. But here we're thinking about style. So keep in mind what your partner tends to do in terms of moving up or moving down under certain conditions.